Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, By Way of Deception, The Making and Unmaking of a Mossad Officer by Viktor Ostrovsky is a controversial memoir-style account of recruitment, training, and bait and operational culture inside Israel's intelligence service. Framed as a personal journey, it follows an outsider to insider arc, how an immigrant background, military experience, and psychological screening can funnel a candidate into a closed world built on secrecy, compartmentalization, and relentless testing. The book is widely discussed for its allegations about tradecraft, internal politics, and the ethical gray zones of covert action, including how targets are selected, how assets are handled, and how narratives are shaped for public consumption. Beyond spycraft details, it also functions as a story of disillusionment, describing the tension between patriotic purpose and the human costs of clandestine work. Readers often approach it both as an intelligence primer and as a critique of institutions that operate with limited oversight. Its impact lies as much in the questions it raises as in the episodes it recounts. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, recruitment, vetting, and the psychology of selection. A central topic is how an intelligence service identifies people who can thrive under secrecy, pressure, and moral ambiguity. Ostrovsky describes a pipeline in which background, motivation, and personality matter as much as raw ability. The narrative emphasizes screening designed to uncover not only competence but also pliability, discretion, and resilience. Training environments are portrayed as deliberately destabilizing, using tests and staged situations to see how a recruit reacts when rules are unclear and authority is absolute. This psychological emphasis helps explain why intelligence organizations invest heavily in assessment. The risk is not merely failure, but compromise, leakage, or unintended political fallout. The book also highlights the isolating effect of compartmentalization, where recruits learn to accept that they will rarely see the full picture. That mindset shapes behavior long after training, influencing relationships, emotional regulation, and identity. For readers, this topic clarifies that tradecraft begins before any mission, with selection systems built to filter for trustworthiness and adaptability. It also invites reflection on what such selection does to a person, and how the same traits that make someone useful operationally can become liabilities in ordinary life. Secondly, tradecraft fundamentals surveillance, cover, and human intelligence. Another major theme is the practical craft of gathering information through people rather than machines. The book outlines a world where surveillance, counter-surveillance, and cover management are everyday skills. It conveys how minor details such as routines, meeting locations, and communication habits can determine success or exposure. Ostrovsky's account emphasizes the use of legends or constructed identities and the discipline required to maintain them under scrutiny. Human intelligence work is presented as both interpersonal and procedural building report, identifying leverage and assessing reliability, while also following strict protocols to reduce risk. The narrative also points to the fragility of operations, where unforeseen variables like local police, rival services, or a target's intuition can unravel months of preparation. Readers gain a sense of how intelligence work relies on boring consistency as much as daring, with careful planning, documentation, and deconfliction. Even when specific episodes are disputed by critics, the broader discussion illustrates how agencies think in terms of probability, exposure, and damage control. The topic ultimately frames tradecraft as applied psychology and risk management, not cinematic improvisation. Thirdly, institutional culture loyalty, secrecy, and internal politics. The book spends considerable attention on the organizational environment that shapes decisions and behavior. It depicts a culture where loyalty is paramount, and secrecy is normalized to the point that personal relationships and moral comfort can become secondary. Ostrovsky describes pressures to conform, the importance of hierarchy, and the way internal incentives can influence operational choices. This includes competition for prestige, budgets, and influence, which can distort priorities and encourage risk-taking. The narrative suggests that internal politics may affect which threats receive attention and how success is measured, especially when outcomes are hard to quantify publicly. Another dimension is the emotional management demanded of officers, who must act decisively while suppressing doubt, grief, or empathy that could interfere with missions. The reader sees how an organization can become a self-reinforcing system, rewarding those who accept its logic and sidelining those who question it. This topic is valuable because it explains that intelligence outcomes are not produced only by methods but by institutions with human dynamics. It also helps readers evaluate memoir claims critically by considering how culture and incentives might shape what an insider chooses to reveal or emphasize. Fourthly, ethical gray zones and the human cost of covert action. A key topic is the moral complexity that arises when states pursue security through clandestine operations. Ostrovsky's account raises questions about ends and means what is justified in the name of preventing attacks, deterring enemies, or shaping geopolitical outcomes. Covert action can involve manipulation, deception, and collateral consequences that are hard to measure and even harder to acknowledge. The book portrays how targets may be framed not only as individuals but as nodes in broader networks, and how that framing can narrow moral consideration. It also highlights the human toll on officers and assets, including stress, paranoia, and the erosion of normal ethical reference points. Readers are invited to consider how secrecy reduces accountability, making it easier for organizations to rationalize actions that would be unacceptable in open society. At the same time, the topic does not reduce everything to simple condemnation, because it implicitly recognizes the real threats that drive intelligence services. The strength of this section is in forcing a reader to hold two truths at once. Security work can be necessary, and it can also create harms that demand scrutiny. This tension is the book's enduring provocation. Lastly, disillusionment, whistleblowing, and the battle over credibility. The final important topic is the author's break with the organization and the broader debate about what insiders owe the public. Ostrovsky positions his story as a movement from commitment to disillusionment, shaped by what he claims to have witnessed and by conflicts with authority. That arc naturally leads to questions about whistleblowing, retaliation, and the limits of permissible disclosure in national security contexts. The book's publication history and notoriety have made credibility part of its content. Readers often engage not only with the events described, but with the possibility of exaggeration, selective memory, or agenda. This topic encourages a more sophisticated reading stance, rather than treating the memoir as either pure truth or pure fiction. Readers can ask what categories of information insiders might reveal, what might be obscured, and how institutions respond when secrets are threatened. The narrative also illustrates the personal cost of becoming a public critic, including isolation and permanent controversy. In that sense, the book becomes a case study in information warfare at the individual level, where reputation, legal pressure, and media framing shape what society believes about hidden institutions. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers interested in intelligence history, Middle East security debates, and the human realities behind clandestine institutions. It also fits anyone who enjoys espionage nonfiction, but wants a perspective that challenges official narratives. The primary benefit is not a checklist of spy tricks, but a deeper understanding of how recruitment, training, bureaucracy, and secrecy combine to shape behavior. By engaging with the author's disillusionment, readers are prompted to think critically about ethics, accountability, and the psychological toll of living under permanent cover and suspicion. That reflection can translate into real-life benefits, sharper media literacy, greater skepticism of simplistic political stories, and a more realistic sense of how high-stakes organizations manage risk and loyalty. Compared to many similar books that either romanticize intelligence work or stay safely historical, this one stands out for its confrontational, personal angle and its willingness to raise uncomfortable questions about institutional conduct. Even if a reader approaches it with caution and cross-checks claims against other sources, the book remains worth buying because it sparks analysis and discussion, offering a vivid lens on the mechanisms and moral trade-offs of covert power. If you would like to support Viktor Ostrovsky, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.